Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. It's Happy Hour Friday, too. We're broadcasting live from Twinhead. Bar starting to fill up as maybe people calling it a day a lot.
Get your
weekend started early here. It's still the middle of summer to me, but I know school's right around the corner, so people are saying summer. I don't know. It's going to be 95 degrees out for the next summer to me. A lot to get to here in the second hour of the show, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to Mark Spain. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple minutes away. Maybe we'll do that at 12:20. Or maybe we'll do some fun football-related at 12:20. And then we'll play some Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40.
Oh, no. He did not get put in the friend zone on national television. I guess this girl, Sunny Lee, is
the gymnast?
I think she was dating OG Anunoby, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that. And then she comes out and says, there's nothing there. We're just friends.
Oh.
Damn.
That's tough.
Yeah, man. That's one of them things where you can't come back from that.
No.
Yeah, you got to be angry. That's when you got to go real.
Unless you knew that. Unless you knew you were friends.
I'm saying, unless he thought they were not just
right,
friends.
Right, if he thought something
gotta,
else was happening.
You got real, insult. I just wanted to,
I didn't even know we were friends.
I didn't know we were friends.
Personally.
I was just trying to get
that's
up
an
in
acquaintance.
There. I was just trying to.
I would say. Hey, we met once or twice. Friends is a strong word.
And then one time we went out, she paid.
Yeah, so, maybe we'll do it again.
Yeah, something like that. Sure. I was thinking about it. Yeah, but it wasn't that
getting
serious.
Getting friend-zoned publicly is a tough one.
That got to be, dude.
It happens to people, though.
Yeah.
You get friend-zoned. Rather get friend-zoned publicly than get outed for cheating on my wife at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, dog, because
I'll tell you that.
They're going through it, dude.
It's funny how, and I don't know why, maybe you could tell me why, or maybe I could try to get into it. I don't know why. Something about it being a Coldplay concert makes it funnier.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure why. Like, getting caught publicly like that and essentially ruining your marriage and potentially your professional life.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what concert you're at.
Yes.
But there's better ones to be at.
Right. Like, it's like Metallica or something.
I don't know. There's just something about being a grown-up married man with children at a Coldplay concert in 2025 and being that where you lose your whole, having it fall apart there.
So he's the CEO of a $1.3 billion company.
Yeah.
So he's making a couple,
maybe more.
She coming off to all that.
What
my granddad said, everybody said, hail have no fury, like a scorned woman. She coming for it all.
Yeah, and this is even this more one, than scorned.
But
like, this is publicly embarrassed.
Yeah, so your best bet is to shut up and just let, hey, dog.
He released a statement, didn't he?
Did he?
I think so.
It might have been fake.
I don't know.
What you going to say?
I got caught. My wife saw it last night. She was like, did he release a statement with a Coldplay quote in it? There's no way that's true.
There's no way that's true.
Right? There's no way that's true.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, no, you got to go into the litigation with your lady. Like, hey, man, just give it to her. Just get it to her.
Just get this over
quickly. Just get it over with quickly. And then, I don't know, old girl going to continue to go on. Because the way you were hugging her, we know that this ain't no first time.
Right. That looked like love, you know?
Yeah.
That looked like love.
And so her husband, like, you know. All right.
Yeah, that's over too.
Yeah, that's over too. Man. Yeah.
And then the other person that's funny to me in that video is the friend that also works with him.
Yes.
And is just laughing her ass off.
She knew this whole time.
Yeah. Exactly. She was in on it and all that. She had just got promoted.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, man, it's an ugly situation that, you know what, bro? Your best thing is just to hope. When this goes away, because it'll go away eventually, but it won't go away.
Sure, right. Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
stop talking
yeah, we'll
about
stop
it.
We'll stop talking about
Andy
it.
And Randy will stop making fun of you at noon on Fridays.
Yeah,
but, you know, a lot of your money is going away, and that'll never come back.
No.
That's going to happen.
Let it go,
and
man.
Your wife's going away.
You better just hope you lose your damn job.
Get custody of those kids.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it. That's the thing about it is, you know, all of that is true, but then, you know, what does this do to the health of that company?
He just a cheese.
He's having a great
just
time.
Just cheesing was all around his side.
I don't know why Coldplay just kind of makes it sillier.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I,
the
I,
idea of all of that falling apart while like Yellow is playing. It's just a tough
yellow,
one.
Yellow, you know what I mean?
He
used to say, it's all yellow.
We used to play Coldplay on the show all the time because the Braves had a reliever named Chris Martin.
Yeah, man.
And we would always laugh because Chris Martin's the lead singer of Coldplay.
Yellow.
I don't know why that is. Like, I don't know if they were at like a, you know, like a Boys to Men reunion tour or something like that.
Right.
It's different. It's like, all right, whatever. People go to those. Being at Coldplay is very silly.
I'm so confused by that, but it'll come to you the reason why.
I don't know the reason why.
Because you don't like Coldplay.
I don't like or dislike, whatever. Yeah. I don't really have a strong opinion one way or the other. I didn't realize that people still went to Coldplay concerts in 2025.
Yeah, man. They got a hell of a
They were very popular when I was in high school. Like, they came out when I was in high school, and they, you know, I don't know, people listened to them. Oh. And then they're still around, I guess. I didn't know.
Yeah, dog. Everybody's doing reunion tours now.
But is it a reunion tour, or are they just still touring? Are they still making new
music?
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good question.
That was when I saw it was Coldplay.
That's a good question.
Huh. Coldplay, huh?
They're still out there, man.
Sucks to lose your life. Lost your life to
I bet he won't ever listen to a Coldplay song again.
Nah, he's not a fan of Coldplay anymore. He's not going to listen to those guys. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off.
Hey, you lose your wife, possible side piece, job, and the.
Plus, a lot of their songs are sad anyway.
And your love for Coldplay.
That's a trifecta right there. All right, NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. T.J. Watt already was rich. Now he's richer. 3-year contract extension, $123 million, highest paid non-quarterback ever. Good for him. Good for the Steelers for getting it done before the season started. Like, it's such a big year for them in terms of pressure and all that. Last thing you want is that even at the beginning of training camp, but certainly not lingering into the season.
Yeah, I mean, the deal was always going to get done. It was just a matter of when it was going to get done because his previous contract was more, you know, he was at camp, but he was holding in. He was going through individual drills, but would not do any aspect of any team. He's one of the best pass rushers of his generation. And he's had 73 sacks over the last 5 years, which is the most in the entire league. He is one of those leaders. He's one of those dudes where if you don't sign him, the locker room looks at you differently.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
He's
an elite player.
I mean, the Steelers have such a great history and so many great players in the history of the organization, but he's one of them.
Yeah. I mean, you look at what they've been going over the years. You know, they've been at 3-4 and all those different things. I mean, they had Joey and Hagans and Harrison and those guys. I think he's the best one of them all. I think he's the best one. And I'm taking nothing away from them because they were some bad damn dudes. But I think he's the best 3-4 outside linebacker. Now, the best backer they had is, Lambert, Ham, those type of guys. But, I mean, when you talk about the iteration of their 3-4 defense, I think he's the best.
Yeah, so you do it. They did it. They got it done. Good for them. Still don't really know what to expect from them at all this year. But all the weird lingering stuff that they needed to take care of, it feels like they now have, right?
Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers thing took forever, but it finally happened. T.J. Watt gets his deal yesterday. I'm sure there's still some stuff they've got to get ironed out. But here's Cam Hayward. Speaking of the Steelers, he had some strong comments about Aaron Rodgers before he signed his contract.
Yeah, sure did.
Now he signed his contract, and here's what he has to say about Aaron Rodgers.
It just felt like he was bought in, and, you know, it worked out for the best. Like, I know sometimes we live in a society where we want things now, but, you know, patience has a way of, you know, paying off. And to now see he's a Pittsburgh Steeler and just walking through the locker room, asking questions, how we do things. He's bought in. And, you know, that's all I can ask for, you know, our quarterback. As a teammate, you know, I'm excited to go to work with him.
Didn't he say sign or don't?
Yes.
Quit dragging your feet. Be a Steeler.
Yes.
We don't put up with this.
Yes.
And now patience is a virtue.
Now patience is a virtue. Whatever,
I get it. That's what teammates say.
That's what teammates say, but you don't want that. I mean, that's one of them things where, especially because of who the individual is, I don't know. He hated that. Apologize.
Oh.
I know he hated after he said that Mike Tomlin or somebody called him and said, hey, we need you to walk this back. We're trying to get this guy here.
Yeah, we really want him.
We really want this guy. I know that had to be like, damn. All right.
Fine.
All right, man.
I guess. He better play good.
He better play damn good. Because if not, y'all are blanked out.
NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell steps down to avoid his leadership continually being a distraction.
Because it is.
It's been a bad couple of months for the NFLPA. Like, obviously, there was the collusion case that they both, the owners and the PA, agreed to hide from the players. Obviously, he was a part of that. This all kind of dates back to the Pablo Torre story that he uncovered about what was going on with him and with J.C. Tretter and some of the stuff that he said publicly about various players. It's a good idea for him to step down.
Yeah, like, and
there's no reason we should know anything about Lloyd Howell ever.
Ain't
That's a behind-the-scenes, get-your-job-done-and-no-one-talks-about-you kind of job.
Ain't no step down. And he kicked his butt to the curb. All right. Poof. Yeah, man. I mean, it's an embarrassing look for the players because players elected him, you know.
Right.
And I do remember those days when when they elected, you know, D and everything, and nobody liked the guy. I mean, it was crazy because I remember the first year he was elected as the PA president. Like he went by every team, and we had to have a damn team meeting in training camp when you want to go take your damn nap. And that's probably why I don't like him either. But yeah,
did he miss a nap? But,
yeah, no, he came terrible. He came in, and I was like, "Who is this dude?" Well, our players in our league, and we got to band together against the owners to get what we want for our league. Like, you don't play for us? You ain't playing here.
People love the phrase "our league."
Yeah,
it's very popular in basketball media too.
You didn't play here. You know what I mean? You ain't never been out there getting your ass hit in the face. Our league. But yeah, it's an embarrassing situation where I still think they need to go the route because Gene had the respect of the owners and also all the players. And
Gene who?
Upshaw.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, obviously he's passed away and everything. But I mean, somebody like that, because you always knew that Gene was fighting for you as a player. D, I don't know whatever he's fighting for, man. That was, and I'm not saying that was always my feeling for the first day I met him. I just didn't. He just gave me a bad vibe.
Well, and
he really did.
Multiple negotiations later, you can see why.
Yeah,
like
man.
Players got a little bit less practice.
Yeah, a little bit less practice.
Owners got a
lot more money.
Everything,
yes.
Everything that they possibly wanted in negotiations.
Yeah, I just
he's gone now. Like, what does this really mean, big picture wise? Like this, we're talking about it because it happened last night.
Yeah.
Is this something that fans really care about? You know what I mean? Like, is this something that's going to
– no.
What impact does this have outside of
– nothing.
This guy kind of seems like he shouldn't have been in this job, and now he's not?
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. It would have no effect on –
because that was the reaction to that story that came out a month ago with the collusion case that was hidden. Everyone was like, so?
Yeah. And that's what it is. It's more or less the players – how it has an impact on the players. It won't have
right. –
I'm talking about in the negotiation – powers and all those things.
Okay.
But as far as like on the field, none.
Right. And you know, that even that is hard to get a lot of fans to think too much about. But yeah, good. Get somebody in there who can actually help the players out in negotiations.
Yes.
If that's possible at all. I don't even know what that looks like now.
They'll never do it.
The toothpaste is so far out of the tube at this point. It's like, yeah, it's going to be 18 games.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why this is even a
debate you guys
or
want?
Anything.
Like a – you want a water break?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Mandatory water breaks every 20 minutes.
You want an extra bye week? Okay. That sounds good. We could still have this percentage of the revenue, non-guaranteed contracts.
Yes.
And all this other stuff that
well,
we
I
want?
Mean,
okay.
I mean, look, but you look at it. Somebody did get – it took this rookie class and Deshaun Watson to get guaranteed rookie deals.
That's right. That's right.
So
hey, the worm's turning.
The
worm's turning.
Yeah, right.
Guys are going to get their money. All right, we'll come back. We got a couple Falcons things to dive into next. We'll also react to our week that we spent on Radio Row at SEC Media Days and everything coming out of that as we look ahead to the college football season as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come by and see us. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. 20 minutes away from a back page with Bo, as well as Sports Jeopardy on a Funk Friday. Happy Hour Friday as well. Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Shout out to Michael Harris.
Yes.
Michael Harris II. Obviously, Atlanta Braves. Braves back at it tonight. Local kid doing good in the community. Free school supplies for students and teachers while supplies last tomorrow, July 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Gresham Park Athletic Complex, 2466 Boulder Crest Road in Atlanta. School supplies out to students and teachers.
Yeah, man.
So
good
if
for
you
Mike.
Show up and get over there, get your hands on some back-to-school stuff.
Yeah, I love it, man. Mike does it. Last year, I got invited, and we were out of town, I think, that week, that he had, like, a big bowling event.
Oh, cool.
For charity and everything. And so I hated that I had to miss it. But, yeah, love the fact that he's out there doing, you know, it's one thing to do it whatever city you do it. I'm not saying it means more, but when you actually do it where you're from and everything like that, I know that it has to touch a lot of people.
Yeah,
having to do that it's
got to be
awful.
So cool to be playing in your hometown
man. Yeah,
and then to get that that nice contract so early in his career and be able to help give back even more. I know a couple years back. Probably the most hungover I've ever been on the radio. We broadcasted from Harry Douglas's back to school event.
Oh, God.
Which was really fun in Jonesboro.
That except was for so much fun.
Being super hungover and outside in a 97 degree day.
That was.
But by the end of the show, I sweated it out. Yeah, so there you go.
That was. When I went down to Jonesboro and everything. Oh, man. Yeah, we did have a good time that night.
You and me were down there both not feeling our best. Also, yes. That was when Wendy still worked with us, and Wendy was our on-site producer. She also wasn't feeling very well.
Oh, we were
all
there.
For the same reason. Irish flu going.
Yeah, man. We were all banged up. Andy,
but it didn't stop us from helping those kids get ready for back to school, Randy.
We got it in, man. But great time. Who in your life knows you better than anybody?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's people, probably my brothers, my wife, you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't think nobody knows in intimate fact. Likes and don't likes more than your wife, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably.
My wife knows. You know what? My wife knows me better than anybody. So why did she, when she said, she just texted me, she said, will you please FaceTime me? Does that's like okay? Must be something wrong. Most of the time, I'm hoping that she's necking when she does it.
She's going to show you an injury that one of your children got.
Not even that.
Oh.
She texts me and say, "Do you want to go to a Ja Rule concert?"
That's what.
Yes, that's what just happened.
Because I heard you over there talking about Ja Rule.
Yes.
And I'll let you get to that.
Yeah.
The tone of your response. I was like, "Who's he talking to Ja Rule about?"
Yeah.
No one was there.
Yeah.
I was like, "Is there a waitress? Like, is Randy just furious at Ja Rule? What's happening?"
Like,
okay. So that's what that explains that.
What makes you think that I want to go see Ja Rule?
And that's what you asked her.
Yes. And she said, "Well, he has some hits." She said, "He has some hits."
He did.
I was like, "Yeah,
that was
baby.
A while ago.
Yeah, baby. He did have some hits.
It's been a while."
But I don't think I want to go see no damn Ja Rule.
Where's Ja Rule playing?
I don't know. And that's why I just said, because I was like, "Okay, let me. Where's he at?" Because I'm like, because they're in Miami right now, and so I'm like, "Is he in Miami? Is he on like what's that?"
I'll be damned. Lakewood Amphitheater.
Oh, my favorite place to watch a concert.
I would have thought it would be something like
a
Lilburn
club.
Block party or
that's
something
what I was thinking.
Like that.
I was thinking, is he going to be in like downtown Lilburn performing at the town center?
Right. I didn't know Ja Rule was still doing like amphitheaters.
Is the Ashanti going to be with him?
Good question. Don't know.
Oh.
When
is it?
He's on. This is his next few stops.
He'll
be September 12th. He'll be at the Lakewood Amphitheater in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then right after that, coming up. Next, today actually, Bozeman, Montana.
Oh.
So he's out there in Bozeman. Right, our jaw's always been very big.
Yeah, man. But I'm like, are you serious? Like,
Concert tour dates. Let me see who's all on the tour. Who's all on the tour with old Ja Rule? Eve, okay.
All right.
So you got
a couple of hits.
Eve's got some hits.
And the Rough Riders coming with her?
I don't know.
Okay.
About that part.
Right.
And also Nelly. So together.
Okay, so Ashanti got to be there because she's married to Nelly.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, so I right.
can count on probably count on Ashanti being there too.
Yeah, okay. So, do I want to go listen to Country
Does that
Grammar?
Change the answer?
Oh, hell no. hell no. I'm good on that. But, I mean, they got classics. I don't want to take nothing away from them. But, yeah, I'm good. No, Ja Rule?
Yeah.
No, I'm good on that.
They peaked right around the same time about Coldplay did.
Yeah.
Around early 2000s. Just a word to the wise, anybody going to the Ja Rule Eve Nelly concert?
Yes.
And you're cheating on your wife while doing it, don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, my
Those
man.
Throwback
my,
concerts are getting people caught
man,
up.
I know we're giving shouts out for all their work. My main man, D.A. Lane, played basketball at Georgia, just sent me a clip of his 7th annual In the Lane Back to School Bag and Swag, food, games, giveaway, music, bounce house, etc.
Tell you.
It's Grace Marietta Church, 675 Holt Road Northeast in Marietta, Georgia. Again, a brother that's from the area, went to Georgia, everything, and give it back to his community. So, my man, I got you, brother.
Yeah, anybody else wants to send us info on back-to-school stuff for kids,
yes, we got
hit us up on Twitter and we'll shout you out.
No doubt.
Here's another one. Again, tomorrow, the Falcons, in preparation for the upcoming school year, going to host a backpack drive in partnership with Scana. Falcons outside linebacker Khalid Kareem and select Falcons players will give backpacks filled with supplies to 50 students from Chris 180, an organization that provides Metro Atlanta children, youth, and families with mental health support and tools they need to heal, live, and thrive. So shout out to the Falcons for that as well. And following the backpack drive, Falcons are going to host a back-to-school event beginning at noon where fans will receive 10% off Falcons
gear. Oh, man.
What?
I think they got me with another TikTok.
Oh.
TikTok.
I thought you
challenge.
Were sad that they were giving away 10% off Falcons
dog
gear.
Dog it.
I think that's at the Atlantic Station team store tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, it's all – I mean, it's that time because obviously school going back and everything. But, I mean, hey, if you need help, come get you a free book bag, man, because it's all about help. And it ain't for no quota or nothing like that. These players and these people, because it's not just athletes that do these type of things. A lot of people that go out and do stuff like that, and it's always – for the good cause for these babies.
So Lily starts kindergarten this year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that we've ordered for the school year is starting to come in. And we got her like these little lunch boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's almost like a bento box sort of thing where it has the little sections in it.
Yeah.
So you can put
fancy.
Put different food. Yeah.
Fancy.
I suppose.
Yeah, we got
she doesn't like her foods to touch.
We got Ziploc bags, dude. And I ain't talking about the bag that says Ziploc. That thing, it might close up and it might not.
Yeah. I would have, yeah, when, you know.
Was it
bag lunch is fine, but whatever. That's what we got her. It's
nice.
It's good. Because the school, the daycare that they've gone to has always been foods provided.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Right.
I haven't had to make a lunch ever for one of my kids, ever once, for any of the things that they've had to do. So that starts in a couple weeks. So that'll be fun.
I mean,
that'll be a fun part of the new process.
Oh, yeah, because especially they don't want to eat it. Like my kids.
Because worst.
My kids are such finicky eaters, and it's crazy. They've all been finicky eaters. They've all been finicky eaters. So, like, Samson, like, he'll do, like, school lunch only on pizza day. Other than that, I got to – and then let me tell you what this dude did. He conned me out of getting him – it's like a heating, like, lunchbox thing. He wanted – I was like, fine, dog, whatever. I get it for you because he liked the little pizza bites and the nuggets and stuff. I bought the damn bang. He used it twice. Then he's like – I was like, well, what the hell, dog? I spent that money for it. He's like, well – what did he tell me? He's like, well, you don't, you know, he said it doesn't keep it heated as long as the brochure thing told you it was going to get. Keeps it heated for like 10, 15 minutes. Now, note, we leave the house at 8 o'clock.
Right, by lunchtime.
By lunchtime, it's cold.
Room temperature.
Yeah, man, but no.
Just like it would be otherwise.
So we go to Sam's Club, go get all the cheeses and chips and the damn, they love them little muffins. How did muffins be so expensive? Only 5 of them in there. And I'm talking about the mini muffins.
I don't know. Anything prepackaged like that
dog.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. But yeah,
like, I can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I can make however many loaves in a loaf of bread. You can make 10 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
But
Uncrustables are like
did we ever
an outrageous amount for a box.
Did we ever figure out what that – you know, cause there's nothing better than the peanut butter and jelly sandwich at school because they put some kind of extra honey or something on that jelly or peanut butter. You never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at school?
Why would – I mean
– it's one of the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches ever.
Made by who?
By the school.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, man.
I never ate school lunch.
Oh.
I mean, a little bit sometimes, but not very often. Our school lunches were disgusting.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, maybe you guys had better cooks or something.
No, bro.
Our school lunches were inedible.
Bro, we had, if you don't eat this school lunch, you might not get no meal a day food.
Fair enough.
That was the tempo of lunch.
Now, I was lucky
lunch.
Enough to have the brown bag brought from home. School lunches were not good.
Because we got a couple weeks to make. I still can't believe my baby girl going to kindergarten. Are never mind. I didn't worry about it.
Go for it.
Yeah, no, you're gonna be crying.
Yeah, ask.
Yeah, yeah. Because when they get out, because she got it. She's gonna have a little cute little dress on with the socks and shoes, the book bag, the oversized book bag, and you're just gonna be over there.
Yeah,
throwing snot.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I get choked up just thinking about it.
Yeah, throwing snot.
What a huge milestone it's gonna be to drop her off, and the first day, you know, you can go in and take them to the class and all that, and my wife's taking the day off so she can be a part of it because her schedule otherwise doesn't allow it. And then the second day's drop off.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's going to be like.
Oh, she's a big girl now, and she's in, uh-huh. And that's the same school. but that's the same school. She's going to kindergarten. No, she's not going to kindergarten.
It's a whole new school.
It's a whole new school.
It's a whole new school. And every day of her life, I've taken her into the daycare to the room, and she knows the teachers and all this stuff. Second day of kindergarten, it's drop off line. See ya. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that could
it's
be.
Gonna
that,
go good.
She's a big girl.
They
man.
Scheduled a like the first day. There's like everybody drops off, and then there's like a coffee and donuts for the parents afterwards to kind of hang out, and tissues for everybody to get together.
Dude,
it'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be. Oh, yeah. I'm so proud of her. I'm so excited. Such a little delight.
So we got another one real quick, and I've got to go break. Gwinnett Sheriff's Office, in partnership with Live Healthy Gwinnett, will host its fifth annual back-to-school bash this Saturday 19th from 11 to 3 at Gwinnett County Fairgrounds, located at 2405 Sugarloaf Parkway. This is a family-friendly event where all of Gwinnett residents show a free book bag and supplies, health screening, and information, committed partners, activities for children and teenagers, food trucks, live entertainment, and a car show. So make sure y'all go out there if you're in the Gwinnett area.
Gwinnett County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
11 to 3 tomorrow.
Yes. So
right?
make sure if you're in the area, go over there and get yourself. All right, Abe, because we know you listen all the time. All right, you got like 4 weeks of content for your
public affairs.
For your public affairs, Abe.
But seriously, keep those coming, because it seems like tomorrow's the day when everyone's doing these.
Yes.
And we've given them out in different locations. If you know of one in your area, send it to us on Twitter and we'll read it out. Like there's no limit to how many of these things that we can shout out. So keep them coming and we'll do that for the rest of the show as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'll be right back. It's a Back Page with Bo, as well as Sports Jeopardy on a Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh,
there we go. That sounds like Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead, and we'll be here till 2 o'clock. Come by and see us. If you know about more of those back-to-school events going on over the weekend, or maybe it doesn't even have to be this weekend, but before school comes back, let us know about it. We'll shout it out so the folks in your area can show up and get the kids the supplies they need for back to school. They got you again, huh?
Yep. I'm going to stop answering the damn phone.
Yeah.
Dog, all they do is TikTok me and prank me and all that stuff, man.
It did seem fishy. It seemed fishy.
It did not.
Well, it just like you said, the way that you debuted it, or the way that you led into it, you were like, my wife knows me better than anybody.
Right.
It's like, of course, Randy doesn't want to go to, like, most concerts.
Yeah.
Let alone a Ja Rule concert.
Yeah, man.
And yeah.
I just don't understand. I don't bother nobody.
Yeah.
I'm a good husband.
Right.
I'm a hell of a provider for my family, Andy. I will always just love them.
The problem
unconditionally.
Is, the problem
and yet
is,
they keep doing this. They got me with the good night thing while I'm cussing out my brother.
Yep.
Like, I don't know nothing about no prank, but I'm cussing my brother. Why the hell are you calling me talking about some good night? You don't leave me the hell alone. We were brothers, friends, whatever you want to call them, over 30 damn years. Why are you calling me now? The mom
dreams.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Got me.
They got you.
I was about to kill my damn son.
Yeah, everyone's seen that.
Like,
one.
Everybody just bothers me.
And this one's probably pretty good, too.
I don't do nothing to nobody, man.
I know, but here's the problem.
What?
Your reactions are hilarious. Like, you are the funniest one. Like, all the ones that I've seen. Your reactions are the funniest. So, like, I mean, be less funny. You know what I mean? Don't do that.
Leave me alone.
Don't be less funny.
This is from Harold Scott. The 25th annual, Ronnie and Linda Shoemate free back-to-school giveaway, July 25th, down in Swainsboro.
Great.
Swainsboro.
Great. Where?
Ooh, Swainsboro.
Where, I know, but where? Did it say? No,
just say Swainsboro.
Okay, just go to Swainsboro.
It ain't that big.
Start walking around.
It ain't that big. It ain't that big.
Ronnie! I need a backpack! probably find one.
Yeah, Swainsboro ain't that damn big.
All right, let's get to the Back Page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So I have a couple funny ones here for you fellas, but before those, I have one that's not so funny. Are y'all familiar with the name Felix Baumgartner?
Yes.
No.
He's the guy that jumped out of space.
So he
jumped from space.
You're correct, Andy. 39,000 meters up from the first layer of our atmosphere called the stratosphere. See, you call it jump. I would call it more falling. I mean, I guess he did jump out of the plane.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
Though, right?
He broke the sound.
Hold on. Oh, hold on, Bo. Hold on. He jumped out of a spaceship.
Sort of, yeah.
Or maybe it was an airplane or whatever. Yeah. Whatever you
it
got
wasn't
up
a spaceship.
There with.
He was in the first layer of our atmosphere.
This was a stunt, and it was intentional.
Okay.
He went up that high. He wanted to be the person that jumped from the highest ever.
Okay.
And he jumped out, and then
broke
he had
the sound
a parachute.
Barrier.
Broke the sound barrier, but had a parachute. He had probably the gear on, so he would. And he was okay. Landed.
Really?
Yeah. A couple years ago.
Felix has passed away at the age of 56 after a paragliding incident in Italy where he lost consciousness while paragliding and crashed into a hotel swimming pool. So, R.I.P. Daredevil Felix Baumgartner.
It was only a matter of time, this is how he meant to go.
This was
100%.
It's like the people that do those crazy like mountain climbing expeditions, and they're the most
right.
Like, enjoy it while you can, because eventually the end is sad and you die early. Dude jumped out of and made it, went hang gliding in Italy and couldn't.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, he was a daredevil.
And that's exactly.
I mean, Felix.
56 is probably a pretty lengthy.
Yeah, 56 is a ripe old age for a daredevil.
For a daredevil. So yeah.
You're right. Yeah, it is.
So SEC Media Days is wrapped up. I think Arkansas was yesterday. So defensive lineman Cam Ball talks about losing an NCAA football to quarterback Tylan Green in kind of a weird way.
Taylen sucks in the game, and he beat me barely because Taylen, I saw versus Arkansas, and I ran with Taylen Green as my quarterback, and Taylen Green fumbled the ball. So Taylen really won because of himself losing the game.
Think there was any money on that?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. That's pretty. So they're playing. They're teammates, and they play for Arkansas, and they were playing against each other. Yep. Arkansas versus Arkansas. That is. I guess you kind of have to play with your own team, right? Because you want to use yourself as a character.
Right. You would probably be looked at kind of side.
Like, I'm gonna beat Georgia. Trying to win
because they're better than we are. And I don't guess you can sub out a quarterback. He's still probably even though he might not be a high ranked quarterback on the game. He's probably the highest rated quarterback that they have on their team. So
yeah, he's pretty good.
Causes a loss.
He's pretty good. Arkansas, just, you know.
So do y'all know of the name? Have y'all ever heard of Funny Marco?
Yes.
No.
So he's a comedian, I guess, that does a lot of online.
Why do you keep looking at me, Gordo? Or do I say no?
They didn't heard anything.
They heard about it.
So I had not heard of him until he played in the celebrity softball game over at Truist Park over the weekend.
Well, he's like an internet celebrity.
Yeah, he's an internet comedian. Sure, yeah. So the day after the celebrity softball game, I guess this just pops up just for random reasons, maybe because I search for a lot of Xavier Leggett stuff. Here's Funny Marco trying to get Xavier Leggett to pronounce something in, I don't know, a little bit better English.
As if we're going to sound it out. We came down here. We got to work.
We came out here. We got to work.
I can't imagine talking when you mad. Because you talking like that normal. When he mad, he probably, bro, that couldn't understand nothing he's saying.
There you go. Funny Marco trying to get some, I don't know, is it proper? Is it decent? Is it just not slang English out of Xavier Leggett?
I think he should talk how he talks.
It's
gotten him all this attention.
It has.
I've heard more about Xavier Leggett pronouncing stuff weird and liking horses than I have about him catching touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if he talked like Funny Marco wants him to talk, he probably wouldn't be nearly as famous right now.
You're probably right.
He's got some endorsement deals off this stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's got some endorsement deals. I don't know if it's because of him talking with a strong Southern accent, but the Southern accent is probably the reason why they want him to talk, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody.
He did some Old Spice
stuff.
The fact
that everybody sounds different is great.
Yeah, he did some Old Spice stuff, a couple other little things. He was been in the he was in Glorilla's last music video.
You're not boring. He's just on a different level.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's way better. Although Zion Young did yesterday say that I'm a good talker.
Yeah, he's
a
great talker.
I appreciate that. Went to school.
For talking.
I did, yeah. So. All right, you want to play Sports Jeopardy?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Andy.
Randy. I'm going to get my ass whipped lately.
All right, gentlemen,
maybe
here we go.
Today?
Yeah, this is the longest streak you've ever had.
Going to have to talk slowly here. We have a total of 8 questions for you.
Oh, okay. We'll,
we usually don't go through too many more than that. There are 5 FBS schools that don't have university in the school's official name. 3 of them are service academies, Army,
Randy,
Navy, Air Force.
Andy.
Did one of y'all just answer?
Yes.
Randy chimed
Randy.
In.
Yes, he said there are 5.
Correct.
There's, did you say outside of – you said outside of the – so, yeah.
So, all I said was there are 5 FBS schools that don't have university. 3 of them are service academies.
Oh, okay. I got you. Name the other 2. Got it. Boston College.
That is correct.
Okay. And, see, this ain't right, dog. You should, once I get the second wrong.
Because that was the one that I knew.
Oh, yeah, the Boston College and, Vanderbilt? I don't know.
Vanderbilt University, I think. What is the full question? What is Randy had it?
Randy was right. It was name the other two.
Okay. So obviously Boston College is one of them. And then you said FBS, so it's just the power. It's just FBS schools?
Yes.
College of Charleston?
Incorrect. So Georgia Tech.
Oh, Georgia Tech. Oh, God.
Oh, because it's Georgia Technical College, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Georgia Technical University. So, yeah.
No, Georgia Technical College. Dang it.
Boston College and Georgia Tech. So, ALS.
My bad.
ALS is a disease sometimes more commonly known as what?
I didn't hear the question.
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
That is correct.
I didn't hear the answer.
ALS, also known as.
Yes, okay.
The Pacers have no NBA championships, but three titles in the ABA. And they all came in which decade?
Andy
Bunker.
70s.
Yeah.
That is correct. Andy's up 2-0. Name three of the five football players who have won a Heisman Trophy, a college national championship, and a Super Bowl.
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Reggie Bush.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know the other ones. That's all I got.
Okay.
Randy Michael.
Repeat the question, Bo.
Name three of the five football players who have all won a Heisman, national championship in college, and a Super Bowl.
Okay. Reggie Bush.
Correct.
Charles Woodson.
Correct.
And, come on. It's right there on the tip of tongue. No, he didn't win on. Heisman, Super Bowl, Heisman, and National Championship. Devontae Smith.
That is correct. Randy
Wow, Michael nice.
On the board.
Nice Yo, job.
What up, fam?
Devin from Kansas Devin City. From that's Kansas a long City drive.
Wow, Devin from Kansas nice City's job. In the building.
Who are the other two? Who are the other two?
So we have Marcus Allen and Tony Dorsett.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right.
Nice with the Devontae Smith.
So Devontae Smith being the most recent.
Yeah.
Besides Cooper's score now, Andy is up 2-1 with three questions left. Besides Cooper Flagg, Duke has produced five other number one overall picks. Can you name four of them?
Randy
Michael.
Zion.
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said number one overall picks, right?
That's
correct.
Number one overall picks.
Zion. Oh my God! Elton Brand.
That is correct.
You said three, right? Three
four.
Of you need four of them.
Yeah, two more.
Okay, Elton Brand, Zion. Chris Leighton wasn't one.
Nope.
Oh God. Was Danny Ferry one?
He was not.
It's a good guess though. Okay, so I need four of the five, right?
Yes.
Zion?
This would be for the win.
Okay, Zion, Elton Brand, that Randy said, Kyrie.
Ah,
correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And then
one of the two remaining.
Grant Hill?
No, he was number three.
Oh, he was?
Oh, incorrect.
Who was the number one pick in that draft? Glenn Robinson?
I think so.
Oh, brutal. So.
Art Haman and Paolo Banchero.
Oh, Paolo Banchero. That's 3 years ago. That's terrible.
All right, here we go. Who was the first player inducted into the Hall of Fame after playing for the Braves?
Randy
Michael.
My answer for everything. Phil Niekro.
Oh.
Good answer, though. Eddie Matthews.
Incorrect. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be Babe Ruth. As he played his last season in Major League Baseball.
The Boston Braves. Never think about those Braves.
The Boston.
Well, kind of stumbled to the finish line on that one, but we got there. All right. Final hour of the week coming up next. We'll get to the big story of the day. We'll react to all the fun stuff we've done this week, too. Obviously, All-Star Game, SEC Media Days. Braves back at it tonight. Lots to get to coming up next. Also, one of the newest members of the Hawks, Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah, Alexander-Walker going to join us in half an hour as well, so looking forward to that conversation. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.